And I wanted to invite a couple of sharings, actually. Sharings of an aspect of our common life as an encouragement to us and to perhaps something else that's going to happen next weekend. I'm hoping that Kyria and perhaps Danielle Baz is going to have some sharings. Please, Kyria. Oh, Daniel first. Great, excellent. Whee!
Thank you. This is my favorite thing to do. Hi. I'm going to share about the women's overnighter in a bit. But I'd like to start with an experience I had with the Lord a month prior to the retreat. For a few months now, my prayer life consisted of a small prayer time, Bible readings, sometimes every day and sometimes not. Sorry, can I just hold it? Is it better? Fine, thank you. Yes, so just enough to maintain a certain relationship with the Lord, but not more. I wanted more, but didn't have the discipline for more time with God. And along came Lent, and then Holy Week, which I had been waiting for impatiently, since it's heavily packed with prayers, morning and night, a couple of hours in the morning, a couple of hours in the afternoon, so it's a whole thing. And it's proven in the past to renew me each year whenever I showed up for all the prayers. So the morning of Holy Saturday, as I was preparing for Easter lunch, I suddenly felt the need to repent over a very specific sin. God opened my eyes and showed me exactly which one, and I repented. And after that, my spiritual life kind of rebooted. The grace I needed to have discipline to pray with joy every day came back to me. Verses from the Bible that the Lord had been trying to speak to me through months prior suddenly came back to me, and I finally understood them. Or at least I realized what God wanted to tell me through them. Along came the retreat, which gave me the opportunity to disconnect from daily routine life and connect with the Lord in a beautiful, peaceful place. And that proved fruitful. The talk we heard from MT was about journeying together as a community through various seasons, using our gifts in community life and personal life. During the time we took for meditation, God spoke to me about putting thought into action, how to use this flood of Christ in my life to serve in my home, my sharing group, and community. To remember what my gifts are, because sometimes we forget, and to use them for God's kingdom. One more thing that was a highlight for me was remembering that God sent me here, that he has a plan for me here in London, in Antioch, that he prepared me in People of God community, knowing that there would come the day when I became a member of Antioch, and also that he has a plan for my children here. Without faith, that was very hard for me to believe. The Lord reminded me that all I needed to do is to be faithful, give my all, serve, pray, and hope in him. And that the future of my kids, is in his hands. At the end of the retreat, the Lord also spoke to me through Psalm 98 that begins with, "Sing a new song to the Lord." For me, it didn't mean that I needed to go do something new for the Lord, but rather go about my daily life while praising God through everything I do. And to this day, God has been giving me grace every day to do that and much more. Thank you. And thank you for Kyria for driving me back. And thank you for you for giving me rides to the retreat.
And I didn't get a speeding ticket this time. Danielle and I wrote our sharings independently, and then she kindly shared hers with me because I wanted to make sure I didn't say the same things. And my sharing was prepared before I knew what she was going to say. Okay, is that all right? So, four quick points. So, Mary Teresa Jackson from Glasgow came to talk to us, as Danielle mentioned. I think I'm going to need to take it out. Sorry. As Danielle mentioned, Mary Teresa Jackson, was recovering from COVID. So, God bless her, you know, that she still came to talk to us. And I'm just going to read you some of the things that she said very quickly because they just really spoke to me. Is God still first in my life? Let's order our lives so that God is in the driving seat. Now, we all know this. We've all heard this before, but it was so refreshing to hear it all again. We need to keep checking that God is still in this driving seat, that he is still first, especially you have been a Christian for a long time. And then she said something that really spoke to me. She said, don't just tick the box of a daily prayer time every day and then go on with your own plans for the day. And that really spoke to me because I know I do that. Like, I pray when I get to work, I pray when I get to school, and the library's really quiet. And then at 8 o'clock, the doors open and all the students come in. And I have to be really careful that I do take my prayer time into the actions of the day, and then I don't forget about it when they're all asking for their Jane Austen books and other things. Take the Lord into my day every day and say to the Lord as I'm going through my day, oh, let's do this together, Lord. You know, like I'm shelving books together. I'm walking down the corridor with some students, listening to them, talking to them. Let's be in this together. I found that really helpful that she said that. She said, be grateful for our rich life together. Be really grateful for our rich life together. Do not take it for granted and encourage gratefulness amongst each other. So those are some of the things that Mary Teresa said. What else did we do over the weekend? Well, obviously we had prayer times. We had time for meditation. The sisters that had organized it brought a journal for every one of us. Every one of us had a journal to write things down, and there were arts and crafts, and we could decorate those journals and the way that we felt God was speaking to us. There were games, there was fellowship, there was beautiful, beautiful grounds, as you can see. I mean, I actually could have spent the whole weekend just looking at this beautiful cedar of Lebanon. I mean, what a beautiful place we were in, and what beautiful weather we had. The food was fantastic, and there was enough of it, which was really great. So there was a lot to be grateful for there. And point three, division of labor. What struck me, and I hope I'm correct in this, but I think I was correct, that everybody played a role, everybody had a part, and it's an old phrase, many hands make light work. But it really was a joy to work together, and people contributing, especially towards the end. I really noticed that as we were all preparing to leave and different sisters doing different things, that was a real blessing. So thanks to the Women's Council who organized this weekend, but I felt that everybody also played their part, which was real, really, really heartwarming that everyone was doing stuff. Psalm 133, verse 1. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. And we do have to fight for our unity. We do have to fight for it. We have to keep praying for it. We have to keep interceding. We have to keep fasting for our unity. Point four has got nothing to do with my sharing. But Joshua Sewell and I, we both work in schools. And sometimes on a Friday, they get rid of the food that they don't need and they throw it away. So sometimes, as you know, I arrive here on a Sunday with fruit. And today I've arrived with tomatoes. So if anybody would like some tomatoes during the refreshment time, please take them. They're at the refreshment table. Thank you.
Thank you.